break hit.
Well, you had that exactly right on my location. I was down there at Willis's on 101. Not too far from home.
And I don't know if you heard, but Shane's in your neighborhood, and he'd like to meet up with you if he's still listening. He may have been him trying to come back to you there.
Oh, I'd love that. I've always wanted to meet Shane. Yeah, I'm probably 5 minutes from home waiting at the stoplight as usual. Was he on a handy talkie? I heard he had a rental car, Patrick.
Yeah, if he, he may have to stop somewhere. He went to the Lowe's, I believe, down there on Wade Hampton. And I think that's where he said he was going. So he may be a minute or two, but I know he's real close, and it's a good opportunity to at least meet and shake hands.
I've always enjoyed talking with Shane. Look forward to someday going up there and seeing his place. He's always welcome. I just heard he had a rental car, so I just assumed a handy talkie, but no joy here on the audio. I just could hear a blank key, and that's not unusual for a handy talkie.
W2T.
Handy talkie.
That ain't happening. Handy talkie? I got one of those in the other room, and that's where it stays. Good morning to Tom, and I think the others, mine's gone blank. Anyway, good morning to both of you.
Happens when you get older, Patrick. Good morning, Rusty. Shane's on here, and then he's on a handy talkie, so he's not making it in very well. And then there's Patrick.
Looking at text message. Shane just texted me and said, Tom, he'll give you a call on your cell phone here in a minute when he gets done, so maybe you can catch up that way. And Rusty, Tom, I'm going to jump out of here so I can finish getting this building down for and go get me a bite of lunch. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. You two gentlemen have a good day. 7-3.
Catch you down the line, and look forward to hearing from Shane. This is Andrew TR. I'm about 2 miles from home, Rusty.
7-3, Patrick. Catch you later. W2T. So what you been up to this morning being out and about already, Tom?
Parcel to send back to Amazon. They sent the wrong batteries for Bernice's hearing aids. And they come from Honolulu, Hawaii, of all things, through the U.S. Postal Service. That was a dumb way to send them, and they was in one of those little white plastic bags instead of a box. So I had a time packaging it back up, but I managed.
Take some stuff I ordered through Amazon the other day, and it came yesterday, and the box inside the package looks like it got stomped on a couple of times. And, of course, it was delivered by the mail service. It wasn't delivered by Amazon's Prime people. I ordered it through Prime, but it wasn't, delivered by them. That kind of ticks me off because the Postal Service gets those packages, and you never know what they've been through by the time the Postal Service gets them.
Noticing this package, it was roughed up quite a lot, so I carefully opened it with a small box knife to keep from damaging it. And good thing I did, because I had to send it back. They sent a number 3 battery, and it was supposed to be, I think, a 317 battery. And there were $60 worth of batteries there, so I wasn't going to keep them, that's for sure, because I bought 160 of them. Usually I just buy one package of 80. And then I tried to order the ones, 312s, that she needed. And I'll be darned if it said 3 available. I started to order them. When I tried to put in 2 packages, it wouldn't let me do it. And it went to some kind of industrial-based thing. And then there was one left, and I went, nope, I ain't doing this. So I just ordered a different brand.
You got to do that. Sometimes you just got to do that to get what you want and make it work. So, been there, done that, and don't have a t-shirt. shirt for it and don't want one. So, you know, it's one of those things you just kind of try to deal with and hope everything comes out like you need it to. And sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Been there, done that, and, you know. So what else are you going to do today?
Home now, just pulled in the carport here, and I gotta go out and check the chickens. Other than that, I don't know if there are any plans for today. And I was hoping the grandson and our daughter might come over. I was gonna try to bribe him into taking the technician test. He's pretty quiet, but he's brilliant. And so if you wave a dollar bill under his nose, he might take the bait.
And all you gotta use the right persuasion, as they say. And well, that's good. And everything else. Well, you know, I'll let you go since you're probably sitting in the car waiting to go in the house and need to get out there and check those chickens. Make sure everything's good there. And we'll talk to you later, Tom. You have a good one. N0TRW2T73s.
Okay, Rusty. Yeah, I'm just pulling in the carport here. You have a good day. I'll catch you down the line. And W2T with KO4XK signed. This is N0TR signed.